JW Mobile.
4 HKX, afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Patrick, where are you? Are you you headed back home yet?
I'm about 5 minutes away from the house.
Oh, wow. You already went through the black hole then, huh?
Yes, sir. Already made it through there.
Sir?
I'm a heavy mist at the moment.
Did you have a good day, all things considered?
All things considered, it was a good day. It was not what I needed to be, but it was still a good day.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. It can always get worse.
And then that's one of the things I'm trying to work on with my personality is not to let things get so negative so quick.
Find out, or I found out, with me and others that I know, that's a constant battle. The older you get, the harder it is to keep from slipping into that. You know what I mean?
Nah. I think some of it's because as we age, we start paying attention to more of what's going on around us.
Younger, we had other things to focus on, and it's water off a duck's back.
Time for that. Moving on. And now that we're getting older, you know, we start to notice those things a little more and how they affect us and our livelihoods and other things.
That's probably got a lot to do with it. And frustration of losing your acuity, right? You were a lot more acute when you were younger. At least I was. I didn't even think about it. You know, agility and acuity and all that stuff, you start to lose a little bit of that, and that gets to be, that adds to frustration.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's called Geezer Syndrome, KN4 VWA.
There you go. I think Tom refers to it as AGE. That's the acronym for it, AGE.
You guys heard what it's supposed to do tomorrow?
Tom was saying it's supposed to be cleared out of here this evening. It's supposed to be a decent day tomorrow.
I was not going to work tomorrow when I heard on 21 this morning that tomorrow was supposed to be, you know, nasty. But I guess since it's going to clear out, I'm going to have to work tomorrow.
You can go fly one day.
The wind is going to be up tomorrow, Bud. From what I saw on the AccuWeather, it's going to be at 2 o'clock. It's going to be somewhere around 24 miles an hour.
Then it's no fun to go flying. Well, unless you got a kite, it's no fun to go flying.
Yeah, and I can't turn down an even $1,000 for 6 hours' work.
Thank you for that.
I can't say that I blame you for that one either. You better make hay while the sun shines. There's coming a day that it won't.
Not only that, but this is going to be rather cathartic. Basically, what I got to do is go and pull out an older model bone densitometer, and it's going to the scrapyard. So I get to go in there and take a grinder to that thing and just cut it up, throw it on my trailer, take it to the scrapyard and say, there, take that.
Operation?
You bet. Because I don't have to make it work again.
Keep it 2A checks in.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Steve.
Later.
Yeah, I don't have any plans on going out. What's up?
I'm going to give you a call a little bit later. Okay? Probably around 7.
Everything okay?
As long as I don't wash away. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. You can give me a call. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Absolutely. By the way, guys, I'm in Inman, and over Spartanburg, it was a nice, high, light gray. And as I came up Asheville Highway 176 and got into Inman, I came up under this nice, really, really dark, heavy, dark cloud cover, like a heavy front. And it's starting to get nasty up here at Inman.
From a high spot in Greer, I can see it over there.
your way. You need some more rain.
I just let it go over you and give it to Spartanburg.
We'll kind of cross our fingers and get a good sneeze going and blow it up there to Patrick.
Paul is going away from us. W4DJW.
Say, Steve, it all runs downhill and you're at the bottom.
My life, what can I say?
But you know, you don't get any respect to you, Steve.
My middle name is Dangerfield.
Yeah, we gotta change your first name to Rodney.
That remark?
That looks like a sandstorm in the sky.
I'm gonna say 7-3s for now. Y'all have a good afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, be careful out there in this weather, buddy. Even that big old truck can hydroplane.
Good talking to you.
Patrick, KB2HX, I'm going to listen out, guys. Go ahead and do your thing. I'll look for your call later, Steve.
Got a sandstorm, Dave?
That front that you're talking about with the bright white and blue background and then the black clouds, it looks like a sandstorm in the sky.
The contrast from over Spartanburg is just amazing. I mean, it goes from light gray to, ooh, man, carbon smoke black.
But you see the bottom fall out of, and you just see a gully washer coming out of it at one point. You'll probably, if you watch it long enough, you'll probably see that. And somebody's getting really dumped on when that happens.
Back home in Kentucky, we used to call that a frog strangler.
One of Wendy's nets a few months back.
Good old Eastern Kentucky boy.
Kentucky.
You've heard of Harlan, Kentucky?
Do you know what goes on in Harlan, Kentucky? have you ever heard of what's going on there?
Back in the day, it was all coal mines and moonshine. Then, around 1980, it turned into coke smuggling as a pastime. And then, beyond that, it went from coke to cooking meth. To marijuana, and then from marijuana, they were growing marijuana back out in the mountains, and now they give up on that, and now they're cooking meth out in the hills.
Tar heroin, and you did mention the marijuana all the way to the Virginia line.
Listen, helicopters flying over the ridges up there, oh, that was common sight. They used to use helicopters back up into the more remote areas. Well, they just like out in California, they find 5 and 10 acre fields of marijuana. That was just a common everyday thing.
I didn't realize that you were from. You were down here in high school. When did you live in Kentucky?
Kentucky and West Virginia until about 65. Came down here in 65 and, really pretty much grew up the rest of my young adult life, or my young life, in and around the east side of Greenville. But on a regular basis, I mean, at least once a quarter, we'd head back to Kentucky. And, hey, back when I was, before I was, 10 years old and younger, I'd go down downtown Paintsville, Kentucky. And I remember one time I asked my grandpa that I was with, it was just me and him, I said, "Grandpa, what's those jars that man's taking out of the trunk of his car?" He says, "Shut up, boy, you don't know nothing about that. You don't want to know nothing about that. You didn't see that." I said, "Well, okay." And we were sitting right across the street from the courthouse. So they were selling shine right out of the trunk, right across the street from the courthouse.
You did that kind of motion when you... That's the same thing I did growing up. Started out in Flint, Michigan, then came down to Clemson, and then went up to Ducktown, Tennessee, and then came back to Clemson, and then went up to Logansport, Indiana, and then came back to Greenville. We were all over the place while I was growing up. But we hit high school, and that's where when we settled down here and quit all that moving around. But did you ever hear of Noble's Holler in Harlan County in eastern Kentucky?
Know it well.
Show about that on Netflix, right?
Yes, sir. I know all about that. Let me give you this, okay? My great granddad was a fellow named Caney Webb. Loretta Lynn's daddy was Ted Webb, Caney's brother. So back through the generations, just not too deep. I think that's a second or third cousin to Loretta Lynn, because I was born two ridges over from Van Leer, Kentucky, in a place called East Point.
That's like one of those Netflix series. It's called Justified. Have you watched that series, Justified? It's about a U.S. Marshal that kills people. And when he does it, it's justified?
Yes, sir. I know exactly the program you're talking about. And part of it was filmed up there. And my wife just tapped on the door. We're sitting down here by the Japan House in Inman. Head on in, honey, and I'll be right there. And that was filmed in and around Harlan, Kentucky, where my dad was from. And let's see, that was Timothy Oliphant, Walter Coggins, and a few other people.
That was a good series. Anyway, I'll let you go eat. I'm waiting in line over at Zaxby's to pick up some chicken. Anyway, bon appetit. Good talking to you. Catch you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Hello. Hey, bud. Be safe out there. Watch these puddles, and I'll talk to you again soon. W4DJW, KM4VWA, clear.
JWAA1RD.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Good to hear your voice. I just wanted to say hi, tell you I remember listening to Doc Watson and when he was playing a song that had the lines in it, "It's a long way to Harlan, it's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little dew, just to get a little dew." So it was great hearing you guys talk about Harlan and Hazard. And I was born in Ohio, but I was raised near Peru, Indiana, just a mere few miles from Logansport. What were you doing in Logansport?
Between stints at Clemson, my dad went up there. No, it was right after his second. So he did 2 years there, then had to go back to Tennessee to do the farm because his dad passed away. So he had to take over the farm and then sell the farm and then went back to Clemson and then graduated from there. And Lockwood Green sent him up to Logansport, Indiana, to do the electrical on a hog slaughtering plant for 2 years. So we lived on the where the Wabash River splits and comes back together. There's a little island in between there. It's called Biddle's Island in Logansport, Indiana. You ever heard of it? And when I disappeared, it's because it's my time at the window.
Of it, I've driven by it. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. I sent you an email. Look for it tonight when you get home. And enjoy your dinner. Good talking to you, my friend. AA1RD clear on your final.
I have a song on there, "You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive." I don't know if you heard that one either. That's a pretty good song. Anyway, get you later. W4DJW at the window.